Okay. So I drank the Kool-Aid, and now it looks like I really drank the Kool-Aid. We got beat, and we got beat good, and it's an interesting arc in of the story of the season, I think. The last 2 weeks were all pro Mickey. Now some people are kind of jumping off that deal. I have not jumped off the Mickey bandwagon yet, and I'll explain myself. Yes, listeners, I drank the Kool-Aid and I gulped it down. I think I choked on it. PD, you were right, unfortunately. Yeah. Wait, did you?
I don't know. I said we could. I think we'd keep it close.
You didn't make a commitment to
win. I said I wouldn't be surprised if we won because of the way things were going. But like, the Illinois handled their business, man. They're
as good as they're advertised. I mean, they are a good team. They are a talented team, and I just think it just exploited the fact that we've either A, got to recruit better, or B, more importantly in my mind, we've got to develop players better. And, you know,
I was on the, yeah, while I was watching the game, and like, for good or bad, I don't know which, but right after they went up, I don't know, 23-9.
Yeah.
We had to go take family pictures. And I was just like, all right, let's just.
I had to get off the airplane. I couldn't believe it. Southwest Airlines had free Wi-Fi, free live TV. And yeah. So I actually watched most of the game between Long Beach and Denver.
Yeah.
And then I had to get on play. It wasn't like I was scrambling for television at that point because it wasn't very good.
I know.
Good.
It was weird. I mean, I saw Casey Thompson go out, and then I just, like you said, the recruiting aspect of things, it's just like there is an evident void in recruiting over the last, I don't even know, 8, 20. To 10 years, 12, 30 years. And, you know, these guys, they try to hype up the recruits that they get in. And I don't want to bash these guys because, I mean, you know, they were loyal enough to come to Nebraska.
We have to develop the players. Did you hear about the Sports Illustrated article that Mickey's in?
Not yet.
I just read about it today. And Mickey takes his gloves off a little bit about what was happening in the previous regime.
Oh, really?
So check that out, everybody.
I will. That'd be a good read.
He basically nothing we haven't talked about, but he just, you know, stuff they basically were done. Tagging off. You know, like, you can't develop a defensive player. He said, we've been tagging off for the last 4 years. And basically confirmed that they weren't tackling in practice for four freaking years. You can't develop players doing that.
Right. Yeah, and I support Mickey still. Yes, I think this season's going to get much uglier. I hate saying that.
Yeah.
But our opponents get tougher. And if Thompson's out for sure, then it's just not looking good. But
we start at quarterback? I mean, that's a podcast in and of itself.
That's
probably
a coin flip.
Really? See, I think it's clear cut to me. It's got to be Smothers.
I think it should be Smothers, but I don't think one's going to be better than the other.
Well, Smothers is able to run, so it gives us a little, tiny little edge.
He can run away from all those hits.
I mean, Casey Thompson has to. Our offensive line, you have to.
Casey Thompson has to be up there in the nation, and this is just total guess, total speculation, but in like getting touched as a quarterback, he's got to be.
He probably has the most current injuries of any quarterback. I think he's really hurt. I mean, forget the whatever he's got going on now. I think he is just walking wounded.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I mean, literally, it's like a disaster season. It is what it is. And going into it, we obviously didn't know if it could get worse, and here we are. But while I was watching it, I was just on the recruiting thing. I'm like, this is evidence that recruiting has not been going on over the last however many years you want to call it, but there is a huge void in talent between first and second. And my prime example is K-State. Look at K-State with Adrian Martinez. He's out, and their backup quarterback is throwing for like 450 yards.
Yeah.
He diced TCU.
It surprised me. Purdy was supposed to be good, and
Well,
first of all, our offensive line just boy doesn't give anybody a chance to shine. But he just made some stupid. I mean, that yeah. cross, the like, what are you doing? And Mickey calls him out. I mean, like, this, yeah. you learned that in fifth grade. He can't do that. Yeah. I was surprised. Plus, his mom's really hot, but we won't talk about that. Oh, I guess she's dead. it's true, dude.
Sam's words, not mine.
Well, hey, man, I call spade a spade.
Why didn't we run the ball more?
Yes, that's what I talked about last time. Let's run the ball more. Well, because our offensive line sucks, I guess. I don't know. But we've got to, going into the big, we're into the teeth of this schedule. They can't just sit there and throw all the time. I guess the last five games we've averaged 25 rushes a game. In my mind, we've got to be doing 35 runs a game. So hear that, Whipple, put that in your game plan and yeah. smoke it. But yeah, I agree 100%.
Our second and third leading rushers were two quarterbacks with 10 yards and 6 yards.
Yeah, not no bueno.
And our leading rusher was 61 yards. 5 yards a carry, actually. I mean, so why aren't we running the ball more?
You got to give it to Grant more. We got to, you know, let beat him up for a little while. I mean,
take it out of the quarterback's hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
They locked our receivers down.
Well, you know, they're not going to let Trey Palmer do to them what he did to Purdue, so.
His breakout game was a game too early.
No shit.
It was wild.
We got to win. So what's going to happen to Minnesota? I mean, beginning of season, I said we win one of these two, so I guess I have to stick with my prediction. But I have, you know, I'm back to, like, I don't know. It's a home game. Didn't help us last week.
It's gritty.
I mean,
Minnesota's good.
I got to pick Minnesota. I hate to, but.
Right. I mean, you got to be realistic.
I got to get off the Kool-Aid and use my brain again.
Even if Thompson plays, there's no way he's 100%. You know, he's one play away from being done for the year if he's not already.
Right.
It's just, it's a tough situation.
And let's not forget that Nick Hendricks is out too. I mean, he's our best defensive player, in my opinion. He's gone. He's out for the season.
Reimers is banged up.
It's just
a rough year. I
need him bad.
It's kind of like a blessing and a curse that it's like November. That means football season's winding down. I mean, you know, I don't see it. Maybe Iowa, but Iowa will probably find a way to look like Alabama against us.
The only thing I'm really
hoping
the season will be worthwhile if Mickey beats Iowa.
I just even get my hopes up for that as bad as Iowa's doing this year.
I have to hold on hope. I have to have a principle. I have to have an anchor of a purpose here.
But
beating those bastards is one of them.
We need two wins to maybe get a bowl game. Five-win teams get bowl games now.
And isn't it fascinating? The other thing that's occurred in the last 2 weeks since we last talked was that Frost, the terms of his contract were exposed.
Yeah.
And so isn't it interesting? To me, it was set up like, hey, if Frost was supposed to get 6 wins, if Mickey gets 6 wins, there's no way you can't hire that guy, right?
I doubt he's going to be our head coach.
I know that, but I'm asking you. I mean, if he has 6 wins, I think he's a clear-cut guy to get the job. I say that because of the 6 wins. That was the standard for Frost. I say it because he is still actively recruiting.
Right.
There's 6 in-state commits, and that's the most.
Yeah, that's
like,
is,
woo!
I love that.
It's the most we've had in 20 years. But
I love
that that is Mickey freaking Joseph, dude.
Yeah.
You cannot deny that. And when you have guys like, was it Casey who said that? Oh, no, Malachi Coleman.
Yeah.
And he's convinced that Mickey's going to be the coach next year. I'm like, but
hey, even
you have
if he's
to,
not.
If you're Trev Albers, you have to look at that, don't you? I mean, he is actively recruiting these guys, and he's doing things that we haven't done for a while, like, you know, getting in-state recruits.
Yep.
I understand that he reached out to Zane Flores. They said thanks, but no thanks, but at least he gets, you know.
Yeah.
At least he gets. He's working it, man.
Well, the Raiolas were there at the game this weekend.
Raiolas, yeah. I mean, that was the big story, which we won't repeat. But
yeah.
yeah, I mean, Frost had an opportunity to recruit him, and he screwed that up. But Mickey's, you know, he's back in the fold now because of Mickey. So I think...
Here's what I think.
Again, it's wins, but is it just wins? Is it not progress? I mean, he's turned this thing around. Those players play for him. And even last week, I mean, if we would have played in Illinois the second game of the season, it would have been 50-9, right? I mean, I think...
Yeah, with Frost at the helm.
Defensively, yeah. We're better... I just think we're a better team.
We're just shallow right now. Like, we don't have depth. That's okay.
So I guess here's my case for Mickey right now. Yeah. And of course, if we get blown out next three games, I'll let that go. But the guy can recruit. So why don't you give him a chance to recruit his guys, and give him a chance to develop people.
Just Trev can't miss on this one.
I know, but how do you know if he's not going to miss? Is there one higher that you could say, hey, he didn't miss on this one? You don't know that.
So Michigan is like a surefire loss. We just got to not even worry about that
game.
That's
not true. I'm going that game. I'm going to bring up some mojo. Hey, man, the Raiders, I went and saw the Raiders and they won.
Congrats. Welcome to the AFC.
They're 3-0 when I'm in presence. So there you go.
Here's my thing. Mickey Joseph, if he's not the head coach, will be the highest paid assistant, and he might even have associate head coach.
But title. If I'm a new coach, do I come in like that's going to be messy because these players love Mickey and
Mickey's staying.
You think so?
No. No matter who the head coach is, whether it's him, it's Mickey.
Well, 100%. Unless the new head coach says no, I'm not going to retain you. He can do that.
I'm pretty sure there's a contract in place that states Mickey Joseph will be on staff.
They can get out of it. But, I mean, I hope so.
But if you got a guy that recruits like that, why wouldn't you keep him? You know what I mean?
Well, the reason I wouldn't keep him is because if the fans at that point are still in love with Mickey, then you got yourself a mess right off the bat. So how do you – you know, it's kind of like when Hoiberg brought in Doc Sadler. Everybody loved Doc Sadler, you know, and he was kind of – it was an awkward land.
Yeah.
Because Hoiberg wasn't a big PR guy, but their Doc was. Anyway – I think it's just awkward.
I hope you're right. Sadler,
I want Mickey, we want you back. One way or the other, we want you back.
For sure.
On the record.
These guys are gonna fight no matter what. I mean, the season might get ugly. Is it three games left?
Four.
Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, and
Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, Wisconsin, which you know, like, they're going through a coaching change. It's just, I just don't trust our depth going deep into the Big Ten like this. It might get ugly. But who knows? I mean, Wisconsin's going through it. Iowa's going through it. And we're going through it.
We have to win the home games. It's that simple.
Yeah. We're not going to Michigan and win.
We have three home games. They're all doable, in my opinion. So, you win the three home games. You go to a bowl game. Mickey's the coach. End of story. We'll just fast forward to December 1st and see what happens.
To be continued.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it. Maybe why Trev's not rushing it.
Yeah, I love it because people are now analyzing, well, where's Trev at in the process? Well, shit, he's in the middle of it.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, what do you mean, where's he at in the process? It's such a stupid thing to talk about. Like, where's he at? Has he narrowed it down to, you know, like, God dang, I think he's evaluating and just seeing how the thing plays out. I think he's a good manager. He's not going to feel rushed. I think he knows.
He knows.
I have confidence that he'll do the right, you know, the best thing that he can for the University of Nebraska.
It's not like he's not.
And again, I mean, I'm intrigued by he can't miss on this one. Well, damn, I agree. But how are we going to know until we have a couple seasons under the new coach? So, don't know.
You know what? I mean, it just sounds like we're going to have to do this podcast next year too.
I was just thinking about that. I know everybody really, since we've had thousands of people listen to it, I think they'd probably beg us to do it next year. But I think we might have to.
Yeah.
All right, man. Anything else?
I don't think so. That's just a short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.